When it comes to parenting styles, a lot of us have very different when it comes to the mom and the dad. But what do you do when they contradict each other so much that it's becoming a problem in your relationship? Ah, that happened this morning on the Honda of Westport Couples Court. Joining us, Dr. Laura Berman on Star 99.9, today's Best Mix. It's Anna and Raven. You can hear Dr. Laura Berman every weeknight here on Cover to Dr. Laura Berman. She has one parenting style. He has another. Here's the problem. She lays down the law because she's pretty much the stricter parent, and then he overrides her because he thinks that she's being too strict on the kids. They don't have conversations, and it's a mess, and they're at each other's throats.
Right, of course.
How do you handle this?
That's a mess. Both of them are doing the kids a disservice, because what they need more than anything else is the two of you to be a united front. That is the most important thing. So there are ways to get around this. If she is the lawmaker in the house and he often disagrees and wants to have a voice, she needs to not be so immediate in execution of discipline. So the kids have done something, right? Or a kid has done something and you want to create a consequence. You say to them, listen, that wasn't okay. I need you to go to your room, or I need you to sit down for a minute and I need to take a few breaths, and then we're going to talk about this. And then she should go and talk to her husband and say, this is what just went down. This is what I would like to say as a consequence or a punishment, or put out there as a consequence or a punishment. And then they can now, and he'll say, no, that feels too strict. What about X, Y, Z? And then they can come up with a plan that they can both be on the same page about. And then she can go back. Or if he's not around and she gives some piece of discipline that he thinks is too harsh, then he talks to her offline, never in front of the kids. And she is the one, if they can agree on that, to go back in and undo the consequence or change the consequence to something more mild. But first and foremost, when couples are like this, it not only destroys your relationship, but it really messes up your kids. So the best thing this couple can do, and listen, my husband and I were like this too, is to go to a parenting coach and let the parenting coach work on the issues you're seeing with the kids with you and come up to it with a plan, not only for discipline, but also for the two of you to stay in constant communication so that you're always on the same page and have each other's back.
It's hard. It's a hard balancing act. It really is. Because, I mean, I find myself and my husband in the same kind of predicaments all the time.
Well, the kids are so smart, too. You know what I mean? I mean,
they immediately start triangulating.
Right.
Immediately. Yeah. If they have the slightest whiff that there is a way to go around you, they will start doing it.
My dogs do it with milk bones.
Wow. You know?
Mom tells him they have to wait, and the dog gives me the look, and then he stares at the jar, then he gives me the look, and then he lays on the floor and he huffs until I do something about it.
My daughter does the same
thing.
No, no.
It's a real thing.
Right.
Yep.
It's my favorite. It's my favorite comment in the whole world. Well, Daddy already said. I don't care what Daddy said.
Yeah. You know? That's a rule that we have. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And we had to really create this. And now we say, like, did you talk to Dad about this?
Right.
And then we'll say, even if we disagree, I'm with Mom. Mm-hmm. Or I'm with Dad. And then I'll go back and talk to Dad. And if it makes sense, once I talk it through with Dad, he'll go back in there and say, listen. But it's usually me that's doing that, because I'm the harder line. He's the toddler.
Yep. Always good advice. If you would like to talk to Dr. Laura Berman, too, you can always call her 855-5-UNCOVER and check her out every weeknight here on Star 99.9 Uncovered with Dr. Laura Berman.